Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back to another podcast on the end of June, this is.
God, can you believe it? We're already halfway through the year. Isn't that absolutely mad?
Yes, it is. I am looking forward to the winter, though, because I want to get back into that cold river.
Well, I'm not surprised. Steph's office is about 95 degrees up here. I'm tempted to take my leggings off. And do this podcast in my pants. I'm not going
to
lie.
I really wouldn't blame you, to be honest. Actually, could you do
How
that?
How can you wish away nice. The summer? Don't wish away the summer. Or our English version of the summer.
I wouldn't really call this a summer. This is just like stuffy weather every day.
I know. It's basically just drizzle and
overcast,
humidity.
Hot, humid. It's not, I'm not, it's not for me.
Not feeling it, no.
Not for a half Irishman. Definitely not for a half Irishman. We like cold, overcast, damp weather.
You're generalising quite a lot.
I'm allowed. I'm half Irish. I got free reign. I'm allowed to go in against the Irish. I'm allowed to go in against the Polish. I'm allowed to go in against the Dutch. That's the rules. If you've got them in your blood, you could. It's all no holes barred. It's a free for all. But anything else, I can't or I'll be cancelled. So I can go as hardcore as I want. I called the Irish a bunch of inbreds last week in the video and I didn't even get in trouble. I was waiting for a cancellation but didn't get one.
I was wondering when you were going to take a breath then.
I just
it didn't happen. That was just one really, really long sentence.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like the weather really depends on like what kind of weather I wish for depends on what kind of mood I'm in. If I'm in a mood where I'm like really motivated and I want to get loads of work done, I actually really like it when it rains because then I don't feel like I'm missing out by
Same
being
here.
Inside. But then if I'm in a mood where like I don't really want to work and I just want to like chill and hang out with friends and like be outside, then obviously it's better.
Yeah, I'm kind of craving that piercing blue sky day now though, you know. 19 degrees, perfect temperature, piercing blue sky.
Mine's
no
21.
Wind, let's
Mine's
go
21.
Yeah, but you're a girl, aren't you? So you guys have a slightly warmer body temperature. That's why they say that air conditioners are sexist, because they're separate.
Air conditioners are sexist. Let's not go down this route because it makes me angry, Steph. It makes me angry.
Yeah, because it's set for a man's temperature.
Everything in the world is
that is
set up for men, isn't it?
That's a perfect example of male privilege, having a temperate.
Right, anyway, shut up. How's your week been? Sometimes I just have to tell him to shut up.
Week has been great, thanks. I'm still on a creative sprint, so... feeling really good, although yesterday was horrible, wasn't it? Yesterday was a really horrible day.
I just feel like at the moment I'm really struggling to do all of the adult things, and I feel like it's not because of lockdown per se, but it has a lot to do with lockdown. I just feel like my brain is like a bit foggy, and I keep getting dates for things wrong or forgetting about things, and I just feel like generally quite cluttered and not hectic. I don't feel hectic in myself, but I just feel like everything else is hectic, you know. But I put up an Instagram yesterday basically saying that, and loads of people said that they feel the same since the lockdown has eased in the UK, so maybe it's a thing.
I was tempted on Instagram or Twitter one time to do something as a social experiment where I say, like, you say if you put an Instagram up and you say, I will give £1,000 to charity if this post doesn't get any likes in 24 hours.
But the problem is that some people don't read the description, so you probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, the picture is the copy just saying that, just as an experiment to see.
Yeah, maybe. I do think, though, that sometimes people just scroll and just randomly like things without reading the caption. Have you ever done that when it's like one of your friends, like a good friend has like got a really nice picture and you haven't read the caption because it's like freaking paragraphs long, but you've just liked the picture because it's a nice picture. And then later on, you realize that it's like about something really sad or something really awful that's happening to them. And you've liked it and then not said anything or like not got in touch with them to see how they are. And then you're like, oh, shit, I'm a bad person.
There is a bit of confusion there, isn't it? It's not the process of how, what do? Do you like something like that? So say if you're on Facebook, somebody says, oh, I've just lost my granny. You're like, what, do I like this? To show that I care?
I never understand that either.
Do I?
There needs to be, I'm sorry, I'm here for you button.
Yeah, you know, they do have all those new ones on Facebook now, like the angry face and the laughing face and stuff like that. They had to think long and hard about what faces they would be. I don't think they have a sad, maybe they do have a sad one. But if somebody died, I wouldn't want a sad emoji from someone.
Well, some people do, Steph.
I know. that's what they're saying now, that emojis are going to be the new hieroglyphs with kids these days. By the time Grayson's and Rufus is like our age, they'll be communicating in just emojis.
Grayson said something to me about TikTok the other day, and I was like, excuse me, what? How do you know what TikTok is?
He knows all this stuff. He knows.
It's because he's got friends who are a little bit older, like literally like 2.5 years older than him. And a couple of them have phones because obviously they might need phones at that age. And it's like, it's funny, isn't it? Like, it's only 2 years away and then it's coming for us.
I know. Because he really wants one of these remote control cars with two seats so him and Rufus can go like driving around the park. I wanted one of those so bad when I was his age. Anyway, he wants one so bad that he's designing these bookmarks, which were kind of arguing about the price points because he wants to sell them for £8 each, and some of them are so shit that I'm like, I don't want our viewers buying these for £8, even though they would. I just feel like that's just too expensive. But he's really insistent they got to be £8. So in order for him to bring the price down, I need to make him design more. Anyway, he's now changed his mind. He doesn't want to spend the money he makes on the bookmarks on this car. He wants a mobile phone. It started.
Well, you know that's not happening, right?
No, God, no, I know that's not happening.
He's seven.
Oh yeah, seven.
He's almost eight, Steph.
I know. I have got him one of those watches though that lets us kind of communicate with him, which is really good. So he can kind of call us on his watch and text us on his watch and stuff like that. So that's enough.
What did you want to save up for when you were a kid? Like, was there any one particular thing that you remember saving for? Because I remember I used to get £1 a week. Like, we didn't have very much money growing up, and so that was my pocket money. And then if I did housework, which I was quite good at earning my pocket money, like my mum would make me hoover the whole house, do all the washing up for a week, like walk the dog, do all that stuff. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because our kids are a little bit young to do that stuff and do it properly, that I don't know, I just felt like pocket money was earned more back in the day, whereas now it's just like
just giving to them willy-nilly. Yeah. To answer your question, when I was at school, I would get £10 a week from my dad.
£10 a week? £10 a week.
I'd have to do a bit of washing up and stuff like that, but I get £10 a week.
Rolling in it.
Yeah, £10 a week. But he'd also give me £2 a day spending money for my lunch. So I worked out, obviously, if I didn't spend that £2 a day and saved it, I'd have enough money at the weekend to go to this club called The Venue in Belfast, which was a heavy metal club. So I'd save up my £10 a week, plus put the money from my lunch money towards it, and that would be just enough to get the bus into Belfast from Hillsborough.
What did you eat at lunchtime? Did you just eat?
I just ask Ryan, my friend Ryan, I'd just get him to give me some of his food. And that's what I'd do because I needed the money. So I'd save up all my money, and instead of studying for my GCSEs or whatever, I just got the bus up and I went to the venue, and I'd listen to heavy metal and I'd be in that environment, and then I'd get like just enough money to get back there and back and get in. And they gave you like, oh, it's so gross, man. When you got into the venue, they gave you like a burger and chips, but it was like dry burger and dry, like just no... Like no
Why
salad
did you
or
want to go
like,
there? Just because of the music?
Yeah, because it was like I was 16 or 17 and I was listening to like
Why
my
is
first
your dad still giving
club.
You £10 a week when you're 16? Get a job.
I mean, there wasn't really much jobs going, and I did have a job actually. I worked in The Plough, which was a little pub collecting glasses.
I had a job from when I was 14, no, and I'm pretty sure that's illegal, isn't it?
I did, yeah. I had a glass collecting job. But that, so
I think
then,
they used to put me on a 0 hours contract and pay me cash so that, I don't know. I don't know what the whole tax thing was. There, but
that's why I didn't pass any of my GCSEs or anything, because I was too busy going to the venue and listening to heavy metal instead of studying, which I should have been doing,
and not eating your lunch and taking Ryan's lunch.
Yeah,
how nice is Ryan sharing his lunch
he's
with
a
you?
Nice guy, Ryan. It's his 40th birthday soon. We've got to go up and celebrate with
You've
him
done that I
yeah I mean that was a part of it, but then Yeah, only through it again. Yeah.
I think this is going really horribly. I don't think we should use this.
Oh, I know. I really liked it so far. I'm going to keep all of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I talked about what I did in Northern Ireland. It was so uninteresting for you. Doesn't mean that we should leave it in.
Oh, just like, you know, I know, just having like a proper brain fog. I can't even speak.
I think it's fine. I think I'm very much embracing these days not overproduction of things. I've got this new thing now of trying to keep things as raw as possible and not being too
perfectionist.
Perfectionist, yeah, because it's just such an enemy. I'm contending with this perfectionism.
Do you know what? I feel like maybe this particular point isn't brain fog. But I've just done an online yoga class, a Zoom class, with my old yoga teacher from London. Not my yoga teacher who is old, as
Matt
in like
Penman.
My teacher who I used to go to all his classes. And so I feel like I'm just probably quite relaxed right now. And that's why I'm like, can't think of anything to talk about.
That's all right. We're into free flow. Just.
But it was nice doing a Zoom class. I've never done a Zoom yoga class before.
So
like, never
Zoom
taken
class.
One.
Okay.
I've always just done like some pre-recorded stuff that other people have done or gone into a class. And actually, it's weird because I'm trying to get back into going into studios and stuff, because obviously it's really nice to support studios, particularly now. But I actually really do prefer doing it at home, just because I feel like when you go into a studio, you probably don't really relate because you use the gym and you're actually quite a competitive person, but I'm not really a competitive person. So sometimes I feel like in a yoga studio, you can be less likely to push yourself or try new poses, or you can kind of, depending on where you are situated in the room, be worried about other people not judging you, because yoga people aren't really like that, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of are aware that people might be seeing what you're doing, whereas when you do a home practice, even if you're doing it on Zoom, it's like just the teacher that can see you. So it's like, it's such a, like, it becomes much more of a private thing and more of a you kind of cultivating your own practice rather than having all that external stuff that you get from a studio. I really like it.
And I suppose if you're doing something like a dragon's breath, I do not want anyone seeing me do a dragon's breath, because it's where you stick out
your
tongue.
Do you mean a lion's breath?
No, it's dragon's breath. They've got one called dragon's breath as well. She's good. You should look it up, Hannah Man. You're the yogi. But you put your tongue out and you go like, ah, this horrible sound. And it's like, I don't want people seeing me do that.
That's a lion's breath. But yeah.
Okay, I'm Googling it right now. It's called dragon's breath. And I want
maybe it's called dragon's breath as well, but I've never heard it called that.
Dragon.
But yeah, it's just, it's funny because I used to always want to go into the gym and want to go into yoga studios and stuff. Like, I used to feel so much more like I'd kind of
thank you, sorry,
like I'd kind of escaped my situation, whatever it was, and I found it almost easier to relax into somewhere that wasn't home. But now since COVID, I've felt the other way around. Like, I just feel like I actually just prefer being at home and kind of being in familiar surroundings and kind of knowing that it's only me that can see what I'm doing and it doesn't matter if I mess it up or whatever.
So let me talk about my horrible day yesterday.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Oh, this is not a conversation I want to have after I've just done a yoga class.
I don't know, I was going to quickly go past it. I was going to quickly breeze past it and say how I fixed it in the end. We were underprepared for something, and all of a sudden we realized we had to make a video, and we only had a few hours to make it. So it was crazy. We had to quickly make this video. We did a really good job, I thought, in the end. However, it turned out, I didn't realize this, that they didn't need a polished video. They just wanted the raw files. So I spent all day making this polished video, and then I didn't need to give them the polished video. They just wanted the raw files, but I had no idea. Anyway, I was so angry by the end of the day. I was furious because it was just like the breakdown of communication, and I didn't know that I just did a jiu-jitsu and got it all out of my system. And even people that were jiu-jitsu were like, "You okay?" Seem a bit like on edge. And I was like, "I just need to strangle you. That's all I want to do. I want to pin you down and I want to strangle you. Even if you're going to tap, I'm still going to hold on and try and strangle you." But then, but sometimes you feel really angry and in a mood, and then you're always somebody who's much better than you, and they end up strangling you. And you're like, "Not only was I in a bad mood, now I'm being strangled."
And I'm also paying for it.
And I'm paying for it and I can't breathe. And I'm like, "What am I doing here? This is ridiculous."
But it helped, right?
It did help. It always does help.
I just feel like any type of movement is like a medicine, though. It's not just the activities that you and I choose. It's like even just going for a little walk around the block, it shifts your whole mood, or it can help to shift your whole mood. Obviously, with some things it can't help, but just moving your body is such a good little energy shifter.
You're right. It's all about moving your body. It's all about moving your body. I just way prefer combat sports to like stuff like yoga and that kind of gentle stuff, or going for a walk around the park. I'm like, no, I just want to fight. I like it's great. It's not like you're fighting, you're just kind of rolling around. Sometimes you say to somebody, they're like, "Do you want to just flow?" And they're like, "Yeah." And then flowing is like a bit more like dancing. You're kind of like moving around the person and you're kind of grabbing them and jumping them. But then you start flowing with them, all of a sudden they start strangling you, and you're like, "Hang on a minute, this is supposed to be a flow. You can't be doing this." I did that to the guy yesterday who did it to me. I was like, "Should we just flow, man?" He's like, "Yeah, sure, let's flow." And you start off really kind of like delicately moving around. Next thing I know, he's using my gi to strangle me. Do you know gi is fanny in Irish? That's what they call a fanny.
Oh, a way to lower the tone.
My sister found it hilarious. She's like, "Oh, what do they call those things?" And then I was like, "Gi." And she's like, "Oh, gi, fanny."
Do not tell our children that.
No, I won't tell our kids that. They'll probably get
kicked out of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Rufus is the worst in jiu-jitsu. You have this thing where they count to 10. Where you do like star jumps, you go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, and he just won't stop counting. He'll keep going up. I think he's trying to show off. He'll be like 11, 12, 13.
He doesn't realize that all the kids are older than him and they literally don't care that he can count up to 30.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's just always got something to prove. So he's always trying to be the naughtiest or the cheekiest or the most daring. He's always saying rude stuff as well. He's always being really rude, and he's gotten to that stage now where he's like showing people his bum and stuff, and you're like, "Oh, for God's sake."
Oh, yeah. I have this issue with him. Every time he has like a little play date, if people come to our house, he just gets his bum out.
Yeah. Or his willy sometimes.
And I'm like, "What are you doing? This 3-year-old little girl doesn't need to see your ass." Yeah. Let's just not do this anymore.
But he just loves making Grayson laugh. So he loves, his favourite thing to do is make his older brother laugh. So he's just trying to do anything he can.
And then they both end up getting in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. But I love Tuesdays. Both off at educating in an institution where we can relax.
Baby. How is the print website doing at the moment, Stefan?
Literally, it's going crazy at the moment because we've had more stock arrive in of some of the wall hangs, which were out of stock for ages. I never know what's going to be really popular and what isn't. Some products just take off, and I never know if that one's going to do really well. And one particular wall hang called Eve is just such a great seller. It outsells everything by like 10 to 1.
It's because it's so pretty. And it's my favorite.
Yeah. So I all of a sudden got all these orders coming in today. I was like, has some sort of social influencer said something? Because we've got all these orders flying in. All for the Eve. And then I looked to see what it was. I was like, oh, they're all for the Eve. I was like, why? How is they selling buying Eve? And then I realized that the stock must have come in because it goes straight from the warehouse to our distribution center. And you don't need to know all this
it's
shit.
It's really difficult to know, though, isn't it? When you're like the person who is kind of in charge of every aspect of a business, to know what the audience reception of that thing is going to be is really hard. I find that with videos and actually Instagram as well, that sometimes it could be even something small and simple like an Instagram photo that I think might get some nice feedback or might be popular will just be like completely flop. But then it will be the things that you really don't expect, like you might put far less effort into something and then put it up and just be like, oh well, I'm just going to put it up anyway, and that will be the thing that people really like. So it's really hard to know what to kind of gauge what people's tastes are when there's a screen sort of separating you from the people, you know.
Yeah, of course. I had no idea that so many people want to buy prints, and I had no idea that like this wall hanger would sell so well. But it's such a learned process. Like, I don't know, I really thought it'd be such an easy thing to do. I was like, buy some prints, and I work with some designers and then just sell them. I thought that sounds easy. Wowzers, it's such hard work, man, to run this thing and deal with customers and deal with the distribution and stock management, all the kind of stuff that goes into it all by yourself. It's like, bloody hell, it looks easy and it sounds easy, but in reality is a completely different thing. But it's good, at least
I think that's the interesting thing, I think, about creating your own business, is that you really see all of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And so, for example, like, you might notice somebody who has an online shop kind of not posting or whatever on Instagram or Facebook or whatever for a few days, and you just think in your head, you're like, oh, they're probably just having a nice few days off and relaxing and not really doing much work, and really they're like frantically like, I guess it's that, is it the analogy with like a duck or a swan, where it's like really calm above the water but underneath the legs are like paddling like crazy, and you're thinking of all these things and trying to plan for the future and basically trying to like build something from the ground up but look really calm on the surface.
It's funny because like I just awkwardly segue into it, won't feed. It's like some of the stores that I'm bringing on, I look at them all as if they're like my own store, and I look straight away for the weaknesses. I'm like, right, okay, what's that brand doing, or what's that person doing? What are they not, what could be improved about that person or that thing? And but how I feel like this time in a year, what I want to be doing is like still obviously making videos, still doing podcasts, but I want our main kind of thing to be like just working with the people on the platform on Wantfeed and not be so reliant on brand work, which is good because we're making it now like more, we're bringing it all back in closer into us and into our community. Like, before, it kind of, there was three people that existed to make this all work. There was us, the brands, and the community. It's like all those three things had to work for everything to kind of come together. But if we're clever about it, we could just make it us and the community, and we can all work.
Why have you got a little piece of grass stuck in your leg hair?
How do you expect me to know that? I have no idea.
Why is that there?
I
love that your legs are so hairy that there's like things that are caught in them.
I wish it was so unassociated acceptable to shave my legs. I'd like to have nice smooth shaved legs, because how nice
some
would be
men
to get
do.
To get in the bath.
But I would not want to clean up that all that hair out of wherever you decided to defuzz yourself.
Do you remember when we went to Australia and we stayed in that guy's house?
I thought you were going to say something different then.
What?
I thought you were going to say, do you remember that night that you waxed me after we had the wine?
You know, you used to know about 4-year-old man being waxed on a podcast.
You were younger then. I think you were about 32. Yes, yeah. One of the funniest nights ever.
Yeah, you got drunk and waxed me, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great.
God, it was so painful. Oh, it felt so
good.
I enjoyed it far more than I should have.
I think it was just having the power. I was like, yeah, I've got the power and I'm inflicting pain, and it felt much better than it should have.
I cannot tell you how good it feels to have everything down there just waxed off. I only done it once that time that you did it, and it felt amazing. I was like, I'm going to do this all the time, but then I'm like, no, actually I'm not. Because to go in and get it done as a guy is, I mean, it just feels weird. I mean, how do you even do it? Does the women have to see all your willy and everything?
Well, yeah,
and
I
your balls
so.
And your bum.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a willy, so I've only ever had a fanny wax.
Oh, we should call this, that's the name for this week's podcast.
I've only ever had a fanny wax.
Just call it fanny wax.
But yeah. There is one really like undignified part of being waxed. I mean, it's all quite undignified, but if you can find a therapist who actually you get on with and you know quite well, it's really not embarrassing. And once you've done it once, that you're like, oh, they've already seen everything.
I don't think
it's
I'd
fine.
Mind a man doing it as much.
Really?
But like a woman doing it. Like, you know, why am I having to pay her to do it? She should be paying me, really, to get that. I'm joking. When we
Seriously,
went to Australia.
The last 2 days you have been the most irritating man ever, and you're doing it on purpose, and so annoying.
When we went to Australia,
and do you know what the funny thing is?
Can I finish my Australia?
No, because I need to say the funny thing is that you always look at me afterwards like, you know, it's going to have wound me up, and you just did it a minute ago and you've got this big green thing in your teeth.
That's annoying. I wonder why you couldn't look at me. When we went to Australia, we stayed at this guy's house called Murray, who rented us out his kind of flat, and he came over to sort of meet us, and He had the smoothest legs I've ever seen on a man.
He did have amazing
legs. He had a family
legs.
And everything. He had these smooth... I've never seen such smooth legs in my life. And I couldn't stop looking at them thinking, he must wax them.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But then I was
or
thinking,
shave.
But then I sort of hinted like... Because some swimmers do that, professional swimmers.
Yeah.
I was sort of thinking, oh, do you do much swimming? He's like, no, not really. You know, and I was trying to figure out why it would be that he would do that. But there must be some sort of, there must be a reason. Maybe it's an Australian, but the Australian men are so like macho and butch.
I don't know.
Like,
I think maybe he just liked how it felt.
I don't blame him. But then to walk, yeah, but then, yeah.
Or maybe he just didn't grow hair on his legs. Or maybe it was really fine and we couldn't see it. There's options.
I got a really close look at one point. We won't go into that. You popped out.
Oh God! Someone help me.
Yeah, but I'll take. I should. I'm friends with him on Facebook. I should just ask him one time.
Do you find hair removal a funny, funny old business?
It's a very contentious business. Some people get very upset about it.
Yeah, I think it's funny. Like the older I get, the more I'm like, oh, I just don't care if my legs are hairy anymore.
I just don't care about anyone, what anyone's personal choice is when it comes to like body hair and stuff. I'm like,
no, me neither. If you want to get rid of it.
If you want have hairy armpits, that's absolutely fine.
Well, I can't imagine you'd be very happy if I decided to have...
No, if it was you, it'd be a different kettle of fish. I wouldn't be able to handle that.
How would you handle that? Just out of interest.
Oh, it'd be tricky. If you suddenly got super yogi and just like, I'm no longer shaving and I'm no longer wearing makeup and I'm just letting it
Well, I'm like, pretty naked. Much like that at the moment.
No, you're not. I don't know. I'd probably have to talk to someone.
You'd have to ask somebody else how to go about that, wouldn't you? Because you wouldn't.
Well, I can't help it that I find it unattractive. I just can't. I can't turn a switch.
That's quite a deep-rooted thing.
I'm going to find it attractive. I can't make
in
myself.
Our culture.
Yeah, I can't make myself find something attractive. Like when I had my moustache, I really loved it and I wanted to embrace it. And you were like, I can't look at you, Steph, with that stupid thing on your face. And it's a bit like that with. I suppose that you were repulsed by it. You hate it.
It's weird, isn't it, though, how like a little patch of hair somewhere can cause so much like uproar.
Like it just wouldn't be my thing. Like I'm happy for anyone to do it. Fine. I don't care. I'm not going to condemn you for it.
Anyone that isn't me.
But I'm saying if you want me to like, you know, if you want me to fancy you, then that's not going to happen. Unless that goes. Because I just can't. And it's not like I'm choosing not to. It's just I can't. It's just like my personal preference. I can't, you know, this is the funny thing with... this whole thing is that like you can't choose who you find attractive or not, you just do.
You just have particular taste.
And there's no kind of social conditioning that you can do around that. It's just, well, there might be from an early age, but yeah, not when you're this far gone.
A lot of it is cultural though.
Of course
well.
It is, yeah, of course it is. Like back in but the I see day what you're people saying, wanted like, to be pale,
you,
didn't
you
they?
Either like feel a certain chemistry towards someone or you don't.
And you don't feel that when
and
you see
you can't
a man with
really like if it's not there you can't really
teeth,
like
he's gonna keep talking over each other and it's gonna sound really awkward. Like my spinach, my
the green
is
thing is still there in your teeth.
Which teeth is it in that one? Is it in the?
No, I'm just gonna let you squirm.
Oh,
okay,
don't
there.
Do that because I hate seeing people with green in their teeth. It really annoys me.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try and do that. Hang on one second. I'm gonna have to try and.
Right then,
this.
I need to go and pick up our child from school, and I right need there. To somehow fashion a costume for his. School play that I haven't fashioned a costume for because I am a shit mum.
What's he doing in his play?
He's a soldier. Yeah, help me out with that soldier costume, won't you?
Amazon?
No, can't do that.
Why?
Because it is Thursday, I think it comes, and also they said don't buy anything, so he's not exactly going to rewear a soldier costume. Is he?
Give him a bloody, I don't know, wrap a t-shirt around his head or something like that. I don't know.
Right, anyway, on that lovely note, thank you all for listening to our inane chatter.
Thanks, everyone.
And hopefully we'll hear you next week. We'll see you next week. This girl can't even hold a conversation together.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.